What do you call this?
This is The Vibe.
You've got The Vibe.
My favorite podcast.
It's the WCLT Vibe Podcast.
I'm Kelsey, and we know that extreme temperatures are coming. We're talking with Emma Chapman from United Way of Licking County. The Licking County Emergency Warming Center is asking for your help. Tell us a little bit more about the Licking County Emergency Warming Center and what you guys do.
So the Licking County Emergency Warming Center Task Force has a bunch of different key stakeholders on it, including Licking County EMA, Licking County Health Department, Licking Memorial Health Systems, Pathways and 211, United Way, and other key stakeholders.
And thinking about the people in the streets who have no place to go, especially during these cold times, Licking County Emergency Warming Center makes it possible for them to have a place to go to survive this frigid cold. But it's also made possible with the help of volunteers, and I understand that you guys are in need of those right now.
Yes, we are. As we all have already probably heard, we've got a massive cold snap coming up with temperatures, you know, dropping into the negative. We are looking to activate the warming center today, this evening, through Friday the 30th, all the way through Saturday the 31st in the morning. So that's going to be an 8-day activation period, and we need volunteers for 4 p.m. to 8:30 a.m. the following morning for each of those nights. This means we need a minimum of 32 to 34 volunteers, but ideally a handful more than that to just staff the warming center and make sure that we are, you know, safe and responsible and able to handle the influx and intake of individuals in need.
What kind of stuff does one do as a volunteer?
Yeah, so we have 4 different shifts, and each shift looks a little different. We have the intake shift, where volunteers will help check people in, get them any coats or gloves that they may be in need of, giving them a cot and a blanket, and making sure that they get a hot meal in the evening provided by the hospital. We then have the late shift. This is 8:30 p.m. to 12:30 a.m. We have more people doing intake, coming in from the cold, making sure people have eaten and are getting ready to settle down for the evening, and then cleaning up as needed. We have the overnight shift. This is the hardest shift to fill for us. It is 12:30 a.m. to 5:30 a.m. Volunteers for this shift make sure everybody is settled, respecting the quiet hours that we have. If anybody were to check in late, making sure that they have eaten and have found a place to sleep, and just cleaning up and keeping people company over the night. And then we have the morning shift. This is 5:30 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. This is where we get people up. If anybody needs a wake-up call to go to work, we can do that. We have breakfast delivered in the morning from the hospital. That is then served at 8 a.m., and just a lot of cleanup, getting people up and ready for the day, making sure the cots and the spaces are tidied up before the drop-in center takes over at 8:30.
Do you have any requirements for a volunteer?
Open heart, open mind. We do not do any background checks. We just ask that you come in, you know, understanding that there's things to learn, and as long as you are there to help and care for the people that come in, we'll take anybody.
If somebody wants to help out and become a volunteer, what's the best way for them to get a hold of you?
The best way to get a hold of me and learn about becoming a volunteer is emailing me. My email is echapman, C-H-A-P-M-A-N, at unitedwaylc.org.
You've got The Vibe. Listen for New Vibe, available wherever you download podcasts.